Listener Production.
G'day, I'm Dan McRae with your local news. Ambassador for the Esplanade Resort in Hervey Bay, Jamie Dury, says 99% of people he's spoken to in town are very excited about the project. The $445 million build includes a 223-room Sheraton-managed hotel, 424 private apartments, and an Australian-first 7-metre deep dive and snorkelling facility. The Order of Australia medalist and horticulturalist says the hotel is predicted to bring in between $50 and $75 million a year to the local economy.
It's probably one of the biggest gardens I've ever built in Queensland, and I think the fact that we're building this 5 levels up, so you've got a view of Hervey Bay whilst you sit around a natural pool, it will be extraordinary, and I think people will respond to it.
The project has not yet received council approval, and there's been several petitions by locals against the development. The Queensland government has passed through tough new laws on dangerous dogs designed to have a bit more bite than bark. Our reporter, Laura Pettigrew, has the details.
The new laws mean irresponsible owners of dogs that attack and cause serious injury or death can now face jail terms of up to 3 years and a $108,000 fine. The government has also banned 5 dog breeds, including Dogo Argentino, Japanese Tosa, and the American Pitbull Terrier. The changes are based on recommendations made in a review of the Animal Management Act and will be supported by $7.5 million for enforcement and education campaigns.
And finally, Queensland's road network could soon be more eco-friendly and crack-free, according to new research. Dr. Hannah Sellingham from the University of Southern Queensland is pioneering ways to improve our roads while also reducing carbon emissions. She says the project has the potential to reduce carbon emissions by up to 95% by using waste materials to treat the soil underneath our roads. And that's all your local news for now.